You ready to eat some tacos, bro? You ready to eat some tacos, bro?
Like you have the worst taste in everything. like everything. I don't know what's going on. Like pizza. Like, no, it's definitely a reach deep, 100%.
I mean, you could have free reign to call me crazy for enjoying original chips and hammer that take. But if you're going to come back with, I put ketchup on my pasta, I mean, I don't know. That kind of nullifies your ability to go out and after other people's bad food takes, Randeep.
Yeah, your food take is still bad. But I thought Eddie was on my side. I thought he was normal. And then he comes out with pineapple on pizza and ketchup on pasta. Like, that's a double no-no. I'm not sure what to think about Eddie anymore, honestly.
Yeah, it's a real question mark. Eddie Lack for Taco Tuesdays on a Wednesday. He's going to join us here in a couple of moments. I will tell you, though, Randeep, over the weekend, I know we've been kind of quarantined up for a while now, and that has kind of returned with the smoke, but I have perfected the chicken wing. So while other people were, you know, learning how to play an instrument or learning a new language while being stuck at home for the most part, I found out how to perfect the DIY chicken wing.
So that tells us where your physique is at these days. You've perfected eating, making food and eating.
Especially over the weekend, covered in the smoke of Vancouver. Now joining us for Taco Tuesday on a Wednesday, it is Eddie Lack. Eddie, people are upset. Reach Deep Nation is upset. I've had people tell me that they've unfollowed you on Twitter because of your ketchup on pasta take.
Well, I have gained about 1,000 more followers since that came out. So I think they're just like ghost falling or something. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, Twitter's blowing up right now.
Okay.
But it was bad though. Like, you didn't have one bad take; you had three bad takes. Nickelback is still good. My question to you is: when were they good, Eddie?
Okay, you're one of these haters that like just can't see the great music they did. I mean, you know how hard it is to do music these days, and like their songs are still relevant. Like can't get into the club. Like, how relevant is that right now?
Yeah, songs, albums made for a pandemic is not a ringing endorsement.
You, like, I guarantee you that you bought their first albums, and like now you just grown up a little bit, and you're just bitter that you're not 22 drinking and partying anymore. Well, you are still.
I'm bitter for a lot of reasons, but I can guarantee you one thing. I never bought a Nickelback album. Never.
So is it like, did you have nights out in Vancouver with Chad Kroeger? Is this what happened? Is this what got you to be a Nickelback fan, or are you just truly a Nickelback fan?
No, I haven't, but I am very open to it, Chad. Whenever, like, I'm in town, like, and you want to get together, just talk about your songs and the inspiration that I gave you when I played in Vancouver, just hit me up.
Okay, so my question is, you know, we've become friends. I consider you a friend now, even if you continue
really?
Maybe that's not mutual, but you know, you can ask me for pasta suggestions anytime. It's really easy to make a tomato sauce. And quite frankly, I'm upset with Roberto Luongo that he never, you know, brought you over for dinner and showed you how to make a nice and easy tomato sauce rather than having to resort to ketchup on pasta.
Well, you know, you can do both. You can have don't get me wrong. I don't put ketchup on all my pasta. Like, I'm not that crazy. But like a good tomato-based meat sauce, like with a little ketchup on top. Ketchup's supposed to be like tomato-based too, right? Like, it's supposed to go. Like, try it. I'm telling you, just try it. I know you're Italian. It's not in your blood to put ketchup on like the pasta, but like have a little bit open mind.
Okay. I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to convince you. You've grown accustomed to ketchup on pasta. So I'll leave you be. I won't get upset about it. I'm not that upset. I'm just disappointed, really.
You're Italian and you won't do it. I'm of Indian descent and I'm not going to touch that with a 20-foot pole.
So wait, do you like is there a Loco Taco that has ketchup on it? Is that going to be on the menu?
All right. Now you're just going crazy. Next topic. Come on.
Next question.
All right. So we know you are like captain of team Bring Back Chris Tanev to the Vancouver Canucks. It's become a big debate now that the season is ending and people are trying to figure out how the pieces fit for next year. He's due for another contract. They've got to sign Markstrom. They've got to sign Toffoli. How does Tanev fit in? Why do you think the Canucks should keep Chris Tanev around?
I mean, why wouldn't you want to keep the perfect team guy? He's like one of the smartest players out there that I've ever played with. He always knows where to be. He puts his body on the line every single night. I know that some people have been complaining that he hasn't like played 80 games a season because he's been hurt. But I mean, those injuries are strictly for his team. Like, he put his body on the line to get his team 2 points. Why wouldn't you want a guy like that on your team?
So you're saying when you were with the Canucks, Chris Tanev helped out your save percentage big time. How many points 100%. Are we talking?
Chris Tanev stopped them, and Dan Hamhuis reflected them in my net. It was just common sense.
All right. Okay.
Sorry, so Dan. Quinn Hughes...
So Quinn Hughes mentioned today that basically something we all knew, Chris Tanev was kind of the team dad. He had Quinn Hughes over for dinner. He was making him dinner. And especially when he got to town, everybody knows that Quinn Hughes can't cook. So that was big for him. Take me back to your Canuck days. Who was the team dad back then?
So team dad back then, I would say, was Kevin Bieksa. Like, Kevin was like the guy that I drove with to like the airport for road games and everything like that. And like he was like 100% the guy that just tried to take care of the younger guys.
Bieksa. He still does his hair like he's 20 years old. At least that's what we've seen on Hockey Night in Canada recently.
Yeah. And by the way, it's amazing to me that Chris Tanev takes care of anyone, because I saw him when he was 22, right? And like, man, I was surprised that he could even like tie his skate lace. Like the guy would show up like the rink in like a pajamas and everything. So to hear that he grew up and like can actually take care of another person, like that warms my heart.
see, people can grow, you know, and Chris Tanev has done that. Anton Udobin has been like the most popular player in these playoffs. What is it with you goalies and wacky personalities?
No, man. Like, he is like a step more than I ever was, I thought.
Okay, who's the quirkiest or the wackiest goalie you ever played with? Not including you, obviously, Eddie, but who's the one, that guy that you're just like, wow, this guy's unique?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I was pretty fortunate to play with, like, some like, pretty normal goalies, like Schneid or Cam Ward was pretty normal. I mean, if I had to pick one, it'd probably be Mike Smith. Like, he just had like a little bit of crazy in him, but there's not like one specific like situation that I can point out. But he's probably like the weirdest one that I play with, just like during like practices and like games, just like kept himself a little bit. And I mean, obviously he's one of the best puck handling goalies that we've ever seen, right? So he had some like weird, quirky stuff with the sticks and everything like that too.
Is Mike Smith like? Is he always looking for a fight? Because that's what I took away from his Battle of Alberta with Cam Talbot. Like he's been waiting his whole career for a goalie fight.
Yeah, but if you're also seeing Mike Smith without a shirt, like you understand why he would pick a fight because he knows he's gonna win.
So, one of my questions is too, like when we look at the playoffs, Hudobin was in a tandem with Ben Bishop, and Bishop is hurt. But even in the New York Islanders, you know, they've gone back and forth between Varlamov and Greiss for a lot of the year. Vegas wasn't as ceremonious of a tandem with Robin Lehner and Marc-Andre Fleury, but we're seeing a lot more tandems, and I've always kind of wondered, like, do goalies appreciate having a tandem? Do they like being the surefire starter? Like, you know, you're going to be the guy. Do you like a little bit of internal competition? How is that as a goalie?
I think goalies, we all have like a little bit of an ego to us, and like we all want to be like the guy and like the guy that everyone looks to, right? But the way that the game is going now with like the past 10 years, when you look at the teams that have won the Stanley Cup, like almost all of them have not like played one goalie over 50 or 55 games, right? So I do think that that's more where the game is going, and the goalies just have to get used to more of a tandem now. And once playoff starts, like you basically just ride the hot hand, right?
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Eddie Lack, as we are every week, this time on a Wednesday. Usually it's Taco Tuesday. All right, Eddie.
You guys are so
we
lucky.
Had to go there. Well,
go ahead.
Okay. We'll get to that in a second, though. But Reach Deep Fantasy Football League, you take the L, but you put up the most points of the losers. How are you feeling after week one? You got humbled a little bit.
I'm not nervous at all. I know that I picked a great team. I'd rather lose the first game out of the year than the last game out of the year. I know that my boys are going to put up some big points. And, yeah, I'm sitting very calm here, and I'm just, like, excited for next week so I can get back to 1-1.
Okay. All right. That's the approach to take. Stay calm. Joey in Richmond was the listener that took the week one game from you. We've got another question just before we let you go. Did you ever make pasta with ketchup for Chris Tanev?
I may have, but he wasn't in Winnipeg for that long when we lived together, because the Canucks had like 7 injuries and he got called up. But I don't know. But if you ask him about it, I'm sure he remembers, because it's a very memorable dish that I make.
Yeah, everybody would remember the last time they've had pasta and ketchup. I'm sure they wouldn't forget it. Eddie, appreciate the time as always, man. We'll talk soon. And better luck this week in the Reach Deep Fantasy Football League. You're going to need it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Have a good week, boys.